the rest of the story. Anne was a devoted mother, deeply concerned about her son's effeminacy. Her greatest worry was that he, her son, was not effeminate enough. You see, Anne was rearing her little boy as a little girl. And for what she believed was a very good reason. Her reason is the rest of the story. Anne sometimes referred to her child as my little girl. The problem was the child to whom she referred was her little boy. His name was Philippe. Through most of his childhood, he wore petticoats. He was instilled with a love of trinkets, jewelry, lace, ribbons. Few young ladies in all of history have been instructed as conscientiously to that end as was Philippe. Yet there was a method in what must appear the mother's madness, for Anne had an older son, and his name was Louis, King Louis XIV of France. In an era when the rivalry of brothers for a throne was not uncommon, Anne would see to it that the younger Philippe was reared to the contrary of all such ambition. Louis was to be king, she decided, and that was that. Louis's brother, Philippe, the Duke of Orléans, seduced into a narcissistic haze, guided in the ways of effete submissiveness since his birth, would by this design pose no threat to his elder brother's throne. His delicate, effeminate behavior amused the royal court. The closest he ever came to conflict with the king were those arguments in which he was described as a Pomeranian yapping at the heels of a lion. In battle, he was praised for his most effeminate martial courage, though he was usually late to the fray, as a duchess might be tardy for the grand ball. He would arrive at the lines painted and powdered and covered with ribbons and diamonds, his long eyelashes batting in the breeze. He never wore a hat to battle for fear of flattening his wig. Rather than death, he feared what the sun and the dust might do to his complexion. Philippe quickly grew weary of warfare, preferring the click of his high heels in marble halls to gunpowder and flying musket balls. The pomp and the perfume of the royal court were his cup of tea, and forever it would be. This much may be said. His mother had succeeded in her purpose. Philippe, Duke of Orleans, enemy to physical exercise and champion of idle chatter, was never to challenge Louis's authority as king, nor even to comprehend the meaning of politics. A sissy mother wanted, and a sissy she got, and in spades. There is a prevalent question today involving the definition of gay. Is a homosexual born or made? This next does not answer that riddle, but it may come close. For Philippe, the Duke of Orléans, influenced in every conceivable way to become a young lady, should at least have become exclusively gay. But instead, he had a mistress. In fact, he had two wives. And he fathered 11 legitimate children. No historian will dare to speculate as to how many illegitimate ones. You see, Philippe, the king's brother who might have been queen, is remembered instead as the grandfather of Europe. The grandfather of Europe. Every subsequent Roman Catholic royal family lists him among its ancestors. All of the kings of France, after his brother Louis, as well as Marie Antoinette and the son of Napoleon, all were descended from him. And now you know the rest of the story.